Today we continue in the fifth parak of Maseches Shviyos, and today we are going to learn Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So Mishnah Hey is going to be the last Mishnah that talks about the luf plant. And remember, the luf plant was something that was picked from the ground and then it was stored underground, and it also had an unusual characteristic that it took a while to grow. So even after the normally when you have produce in the year Motzai Shviyos, in the year after Shemitah, you have to be careful that when you buy it from an Amaretz that the produce might be Shemitah produce, because, and not just Shemitah produce, might be Shemitah produce that wasn't treated properly, that the Amaretz may not have left his field hefker for everybody to be able to take from it. And the only when it would be normal for the market to have more eighth year produce than Shemitah produce, where all the stuff that grew in the eighth year is already flooding the market, only then can we assume that the stuff that you have is not Shemitah produce. The stuff that's available from the Amaretz is not Shemitah produce. So the Mishnah is going to talk about whether that same rule applies to a luf. At what point during the eighth year are you allowed to buy a luf from an Amaretz? So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Miyad. Rabbi Yehuda says you could buy it right away, because you could assume that just like that if it's available at the beginning of the year, it probably didn't grow during the Shemitah year. It probably grew in the year before the Shemitah year. The Mefarshim over here point out that the reason you can make that assumption is because we already discussed that if you want to uproot luf from the ground during Shemitah, it's a big ordeal. You're not allowed to use the normal kalim. You might even have to use wooden kalim. So it would be a very strange and big ordeal to do. And even though Amei Aretz are not so careful about following all these rules, but that's something that's done very publicly. To go and uproot something from the ground is something that's done very publicly, and they wouldn't want to violate something in such a public manner. So it would just be easier for them, since these types of vegetables could be stored for a long time anyway, to take them out of the ground in the sixth year, and then again in the eighth year, not to take them out of the ground in the seventh year. So as soon as Shemitah year is over, you can assume that whatever luf is available was taken from the ground probably the year before the Shemitah year. Now, during the Shemitah year, you have to assume it was taken from the ground during the Shemitah year, because sometimes he might be desperate to sell something immediately, and if he can take it out of the ground, even though it's a tircha and a risk for him to take it out of the ground during the Shemitah year, but in violation of the way to do it during Shemitah, he might do it just because he needs a quick sale. So again, the Tanakhama says, Rabbi Yehuda says, miyad, right away, as soon as the post-Shemitah year begins, you're allowed to take you're allowed to buy luf from an Amaretz. The Chum Ramim Yishir Ba'achadosh, and the Chum say you could buy it from as soon as the just like any other produce, as soon as there's more eighth year luf in the market than there is previous year's luf, meaning it's the same as any other type of vegetable that you might find in the market. You have to worry that the luf that is being sold post Shemitah is from the Shemitah year and it wasn't treated with the appropriate stringencies, unless the dominant luf that's in the market is the Shemitah, is the post Shemitah luf, is the eighth year luf. Okay, now we move on to Mishnah Vav. Now Mishnah Vav is going to discuss the Isser of providing something for an Amaretz that he may use to violate an Isser with. Meaning, we always have to be concerned, Lifnei Iver, Lo Sitein Mechshol. As the Tosfos Yom Tov points out over here, Loshon HaRambam, Omer HaKosuv, Lifnei Iver, Lo Sitein Mechshol. What does it mean, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind man? Ratzul Omar, Misha Sagra Einav Hataiva V'Yetzer Hara. If someone's eyes have been closed by his own Taivos and his own Yetzer Hara, Lo ta'azor oso lahosif bi'ivorono v'tosif l'archiko min ayosher. Don't help him to add to his blindness and to take him even further off the path of righteousness. U'mipneizeh osu lazor over averov l'yiskun olem kelim. That's why you're not allowed to help out over aver. You're not allowed to help people in there. You're allowed to help over aver do other things, but you're not allowed to help over aver do averos. You can't help them do things that are going to aid them in their averos. So Mishnah Vav discusses what types of kelim can you lend to an Amaretz during Shemitah, and which ones can't you lend. So the Mishnah says, Elu kelim she'enu uman rashi lemachrim b'shvius. The following tools, farming tools, an uman is not allowed to sell to an Amaretz during Shemitah, or lend for that matter. Machreisha v'kol keleha ha'olva mizra v'adeker. A plow, everything that goes along with a plow, a yoke that holds the animals in place when they plow, a fork that they would use to winnow, where they would throw the mixture of kernels and husks up into the air so that the wind would blow away the lighter dirt and you'd only have the actual kernels that you want, or a hoe that they would use to dig the ground, because all of those things can only be used for things that you're not allowed to do during Shemitah. So to sell that to an Amaretz during the Shemitah, you know what he's going to go home and do with it, so that's going to be Aser. This applies throughout Halacha. If you're selling something that can only be used for Iser, it's a violation of Lifnei Iver. You're not allowed to sell non-kosher food to a Jew. You're not allowed, non-tznius clothing is a major shayla selling to a Jew. Some non-tznius clothing, there's a way to tzniify it, and maybe it's not necessarily so that the person is going to use it in a non-tznua way, but one has to be mindful of whether you're selling something that is going to be used b'derech Iser. However, the Mishnah says, Aval mocher hu magal yad u magal kotzir va'agola v'kol keleha. You could sell a magal yad, which is like a small sickle that they would use just to harvest a small amount of grain at a time, which you're allowed to do during Shemitah. You can harvest a small amount of grain to bring into your house to eat. You're allowed to eat the stuff that grows in your field during Shemitah. Or a sickle that's used for harvesting larger amounts, or a wagon, and whatever goes along with a wagon that would help you schlep things in and out of your house. That you're allowed to do because you could use all of those things in a mutter way as well. So since they have some mutter way to use them, you could sell them even to a person who you're not certain is going to use them in the mutter way. It has to be that there's a reasonable chance that he might use them in the mutter way. So the Mishnah says, Zaklal kol shemalachtu miuchedes la'aveira aser. Any tool that would only be used in an aser way is going to be aser. Le'iser ula heter mutter. But a tool that could be used in a mutter way or an aser way, that's going to be mutter. So let's quickly summarize. So both Mishnahs that we did today relate to an Am Haaretz. Mishnah Hay relates to buying produce from an Am Haaretz, whereas most produce you're only allowed to buy in the post-Shemitah year once the majority of the produce that's available in the market is post-Shemitah produce. Aluf is subject to Machlokas, whether in the post-Shemitah year you can immediately assume that it's not Shemitah produce, or it's like every other vegetable where you have to wait till that's the dominant available vegetable in the market. Is from the post Shemitah. And then in Mishnah Vav we gave a list of those types of kelim that you're allowed to sell to that you're not allowed to sell to an Amaretz during Shemitah because he's only going to use it for Iser, and those types of kelim that you are allowed to sell to an Amaretz because he could use it for both Iser and Heter. Okay, Bezus Hashem, next time we will pick up with Mishnah Zayin.